Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, have y'all seen these new cans, drink cans that have been invented where each one of them will chill the beverage inside of it?
What?
You don't have to have an ice chest or anything like that. There's a little button on the bottom of the can. And when you hit that, it freezes a layer of water inside the can that's on the outside.
Mm.
You know, I think it takes about 10 minutes to chill whatever beverage it is. We'll say it's beer. It's what they used as an example. It's in the UK. But if you have a beer and a 12 pack of beer, and you don't want to have to take an ice chest to the tailgate or fishing or whatever, you just click those buttons on each can and it cools it. But I think it said it'll go down to 43 degrees. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this is in Europe and they don't drink beer the same way we red-blooded Americans do. I want that Miller Lite to be around 35 degrees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now those IPAs and all of that stuff, I think they're better at about 40. But the but the Europeans drink what we would consider to be hot beer.
Yeah.
Well, hot to rural Southerners. Other people call it warm. This beer got warm. And damn Southerners say this beer is hot.
Yeah. So 43 would be considered hot, you're saying?
For me, if I got a beer that was 43 degrees, I'd be like, hey, they must have just put these in the fridge back there. Or they must have just put this keg in there and it wasn't chilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want it so cold that it's maybe going to give me brain freeze. Mm.
Now, I could drink a Diet Coke at 43.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it when the glass, if I get a draft beer, the glass is so cold that when the beer hits it, it gets those little thin ice shavings in it. Mm.
And good.
And the reason I like it so much is because I drink it way faster when it's super cold.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to get that head right.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The best beer I've ever had. I can name the specific time I had the best beer I've ever had. Is when we were in Disney World one year and we were looking for a place for lunch or something. I think it was me, you, and Ace, and maybe somebody else. And we had been walking around Epcot looking for a restaurant. Nothing was, everything was packed. So we drove over to some hotel and we had been sweating. It's 85 degrees.
That sports bar, right?
We went to some kind of sports bar and we all were like, oh, we're going to get a beer. Beer was draft beer, cold glass. It was just divine. I mean, it was the perfect beer best beer I've ever had.
What is that resort called? It's called.
Yeah, it was in some hotel.
Yeah, and it's a Mexican theme. That's going to drive me nuts now.
It starts with a C, doesn't it?
Yeah, Coronado Springs.
Coronado
Springs, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some bar. Yeah, it was perfect beer.
Yeah, and we ended up going to that place several times.
Yeah,
you know, because the food was pretty good, and then here we were watching LSU.
Yeah, maybe
in there.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My dad,
let's go get one right now.
You want to?
My God,
I could go get a beer right now. My dad will go to Twin Peaks he used to go to Twin Peaks when he was out on the road, and he was like, hey, "The beer, it's the beer about right. the beer." I'm sure it was, but yeah, Twin Peaks always serves their beer. I think it's 31 degrees.
Really?
I think so. I think that's their claim.
Mm.
Now did they go out of business or they're still?
I think they're still around. Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Hooters is filing for bankruptcy.
But is the Twin Peaks still open in your town of Concord, North Carolina? Didn't they have one there? Oh, no, that was a Quaker Steak and Lube is what that was.
Yeah, they did have that. I remember that.
I think now that's the Michael Waltrip Brewery.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Mm. I've been to that Michael Waltrip Brewery.
Yeah.
And I think it was in that same building, but maybe not. Maybe it was just right by it. But, yeah, that cold. Well, there's a reason why a lot of your rural southern men, they don't just call it a beer. They call it a cold beer. Mm-hmm. You can't just have a beer. I think, man, I'm going to get me a cold beer.
Cold beer.
I always thought that sounded funny.
Yeah.
Oh, not just a beer, a cold beer. Get you a couple of good cold beers.
Do you keep, and Lindsay, I know you're a tequila drinker. Do you keep it in the refrigerator, the freezer or anything?
No, it's on our bar.
Okay. Do you have it over ice? Okay.
Yeah. Is that one of those that they say that it changes the molecular makeup of the liquor if you put it in the freezer? Some of them they say don't put it in the freezer because it messes them up.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably.
It seems like a very college thing to do, like putting the liquor in the freezer. Yeah. But I was just curious if you like, because I can't imagine drinking just tequila like that. It just sounds awful.
Yeah. We used to put peppermint schnapps in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about a brain freeze.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Put everything, Crown in the, usually cheap liquor though.
We don't really have room in our freezer now that I got them kids. I mean, I don't know where I'd put it.
All dino nuggets and no room for mama's tequila.
Yeah. Oh, I think moonshine is good in the freezer. I used to have some moonshine in the freezer. Illegal moonshine too. Not that old smoky or whatever it is. I'm talking about real.
Yeah, the good kind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got to ask that, though, because everyone's like, you want some moonshine? Is that real moonshine? I hate that. You just adopted that word. Moonshine is a thing.
And I think the kind that's legal is actually, it's corn liquor is what moonshine is. You make it with corn and whatever. And I think it is made the same way. It may not be as high a proof as what you get in the mountains. But the only difference is that it's, run through the government.
Well, exactly. Uh-huh. I want it made by some dirty mountain person,
in a barrel.
In a barrel out in the holler.
Yeah. I want the moonshine that had to have somebody as a lookout while they were making it.
Exactly. That's why it's fun.
Yeah,
because, it's not as good without that creek water.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to use water straight from the creek.
Yeah.
Correct.
I use my good hand to stir it.
I want to say my dad's relatives made moonshine in the Tennessee mountains or something.
Oh, yeah. I believe it.
Remember a story or two.
Is your dad a drinker? Does he drink?
He, not really. I mean, he'll have some red wine here and there. He's not, really.
And some
Because my mom doesn't.
Yeah. What kind of schnapps did he have in Europe though? It was your mom, and she was like, "That was not me."
Yeah, it was in apple cider, and she just said schnapps. Is it schnapps or snops?
Schnapps.
Schnapps. Yeah, I hate saying that. So I'm assuming like an apple type. I don't know.
Yeah. Because you know that apple pucker is isn't that considered apple schnapps?
I think so. I don't know. We used to just take shots of apple pucker in college. Like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah, that's crazy.
There was a TikTok video of a girl at brunch, and she had a massive hangover, and she asked the server, "Can I get a shot of Rumplemintz and a glass of water?" And she has, like, her head in her hands. I was like, oh, that's her hangover cure is doing a shot of Rumplemintz and a glass of water. I just went,
I love Goldschlager, which is similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never drink it now.
Well,
she was hurting.
When y'all know what a hot damn is?
Hot damn.
Mm-hmm. They used to, when I first got in radio, all the bars and clubs would be doing, 50-cent hot damn shots.
Yeah.
And they give it to you in the little plastic medicine cup looking thing.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't it's never equivalent to a real shot. It was like that. It was like a swish cup, this big.
Yeah. So, that's cinnamon schnapps, what that is. But that was way before anybody knew about was Fireball.
Fireball, yeah.
Well, they're two different things. Because Fireball is whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not schnapps. And the hot damn was red?
Yeah.
Remind me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What, there's
sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, I think the Fireball, there's two different kinds of, right? Didn't we talk about this on the show?
Yeah.
That the Fireball that you can get in a grocery store now, at least where we live, mm-hmm. it's not whiskey. It's like malt liquor. Is it malt liquor? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be careful. You want to get the real stuff.
But, you know, when I first moved to, when we first moved to Alabama, it was the first time I had ever seen where you got to go, you can't buy beer and liquor in the same store. I thought, what in the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
What is going on? Where I'm in the grocery store, the pharmacy. We used to buy liquor in the pharmacy in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Like you go to Eckerd and they had liquor, a liquor section.
Yeah. It's like,
how convenient.
I know.
You got into like a real civilization for the first time. Like a society with manners.
Yeah, no, but the first thing that it took me aback was, wait a minute. So the government owns these liquor stores? That was the first thing. Like, what in the hell? I got to go to the government to buy a bottle of vodka? It still doesn't make sense to me.
We have licenses here. Like, you have to get a driver's license and it's all kinds of things the government will make you do.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I like it.
No.
Mm.
No.
But being able to buy alcohol if you're of age is shouldn't be a privilege. That should be a right. Driving is a privilege. So the government shouldn't be involved in something that is just a God-given right, which is to drink. Mm-hmm. Why is the government involved with that? Unless I'm, doing too much of it to break the law, that I'm breaking the law. But just to go buy it, the government doesn't need to be in that. That's why I never buy it here. I always get my stuff bootlegged.
God.
I got old man at the beach that makes all my vodka for me.
Do you think they should lower the drinking age to 18 like they did in Louisiana?
So that's a hard one because I do think it makes a lot of sense to say, okay, actually what I think is the drinking age being 21, but the voting age should also be raised.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Or it's hard to look at somebody and say, you're an adult now. By law, you are an adult. You're 18. And then tell them, but you can't go buy this. You can't buy a beer until you become a more seasoned adult at 21.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think 18 is proper. If you're going to have 18-year-olds be considered adults, then they should be able to drink adult beverages. That's why they're called adult beverages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, do you know how many times before my daughter turned 21, that I needed her to just stop at the store on her way home and pick up some beer? She couldn't do it.
All the time. Trust me, all the time.
Yeah.
My son's never had any alcohol at all. And he's 21. And I think twice he's bought beer.
Really?
For me, or when little friend Jenny ran out or something, he'd go to the store and get it. And Jody be like, don't make him do that to me. Don't make him do that. He goes, Mom, I can buy it. I'm not going to drink it. I don't have a rule for myself against buying it. I'm not,
She acts like he's going to be like, I got to try this.
Yeah, he won't be able to resist it if it's in his truck and nobody else is in there with him.
Yeah, like he hadn't been around it.
Yeah, I mean, like he's, her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how people reach into the bag and eat fries at McDonald's before they get to where they're going? That's the way Jody is with wine or beer or anything. She just can't wait. She's cracking them open.
Yep. Buy that twist top.
Yeah. Turning that whole big bottle of wine up, sitting at a red light.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a new TJ and Riggins Show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.